Here we go. Here we go.
Welcome to the podcast. I hope you are excited. Welcome to the podcast. We hope to leave you delighted. What? Welcome to the podcast.
Have you written a whole song?
We are both short-sighted. Welcome what to the podcast. Our love is unrequited. Welcome to the podcast. You are all invited.
You see, this is why I don't take you to karaoke.
Oh, I thought that was quite good.
You just open these in a variety of bizarre ways, don't you?
I am obsessed with cow noises, though. It's getting worrying. I need to stop. Welcome to the podcast. In case you didn't get that message,
yeah.
Podcast 4. I mean, what did you think of that? Introductory song.
I'm amazed you actually wrote an entire song.
I know. But the thing is, it's all downhill from that. That was the highlight of the podcast, everyone. I mean, you might as well turn off now, let's face it.
If you haven't already. Yeah.
Oh, welcome along. I haven't brought any treats today.
Oh, no.
But there's no chocolate, there's no... Guys at home, stop drinking alcohol, stop eating, just enjoy the audio as it is. Christ's sake. So these things are all about trying new things, stretching our listeners. I mean, I really believe in that.
What, as in... How?
Well, kind of setting them challenges in a way.
Setting the listeners challenges.
Yeah, and ourselves.
How would we know if they've succeeded?
Well, they'll have to tell us. They'll have to tell us in their minds, and that won't really work. But anyway, today the new I was thinking about things, you know, that we could do, kind of cumulatively. You know, you, me, and the listeners together.
Right.
We can do something.
Okay.
And
what are we going to do?
We're going to gargle. What I've done is I've bought some water. Okay.
Yeah.
So everyone at home now there's an important safety message here. You might be near a computer listening to this. Get away from the computer. Enough to be able to hear it.
Yeah.
But not
enough to electrocute yourself and kill yourself.
Cause damage.
And damage the computers.
Luckily, there's no electric equipment in the studio at all.
Yeah, there's no electric equipment anywhere near us other than the microphones, headphones, computers and various other computerized products.
We'll be careful, okay? Yeah. So this is genuinely...
Well, you've worn glasses as well.
Yeah, I've bought glasses. I'm just so organized.
And you said there weren't any treats.
Yes. Some nutritionist water. There we are.
Right.
Lovely.
Quite a lot of water if you intend to gargle.
Oh, God, yeah. Well,
what you were doing? Just, I'm thirsty. I'm going to have a drink.
We need enough. Well, you know, you might get thirsty during the course of this. So, I mean, this is a practice, and then we're going to do it to a soundtrack, okay?
Oh, not again.
Yeah, yeah. So, everyone at home, get your water in your... And let's see if we can do this. Very, very impressive. Oh, God, don't choke on it. Don't choke on it. Okay.
Good job, I've got my spare water.
Yes, so, rules for gargling. Don't take too much water because it's going to end in tears. But
yep.
you do need enough to make some sort of noise. So, like a little sip. Could you have a noisy sip? To sort of demonstrate how much you need. It's about that much. Okay? Okay. Okay. So let's listen to this music. Okay. What's going to happen is we're going to listen to the music first so you can get a feel of how it goes. And then we're going to gargle along, and it's going to speed up. Okay, I'll give you
prior. It's going to speed up.
It's going to speed up. Okay, so
there's going to be water flying everywhere.
But you do have a break in between each one. Okay.
Okay.
Let me show you what I mean. So it starts off like this, and this is the tune that you're working with. Okay. I've slowed it down dramatically.
Yeah.
So everyone, take your sip of water. Take your sip of water. Mm, here you go. And swallow. Well done, everyone. Take another sip of water. You haven't got much time. Right, another sip of water, everybody. Come on. Last one. Well done.
I still have no idea what the tune was.
You've all done frightfully well. Give yourself 10 Matt and Ben points.
Ooh, we have points now.
Yeah.
Oh. Do we have a sticker book as well?
If you like.
Yay!
Right, do you know what time it is, Ben?
I'm assuming you're going to tell me. Hooray!
This is
oh,
the
I love this bit.
The fourth edition of How to Have Fun with Duct Tape. We've done lots of things, haven't we? What was fixed a wallet?
Manning a wallet. There was taping your own face.
I'm not sure what the purpose was. What was the purpose of that
one? I don't
know.
I think you were going to do something magical.
Okay.
But then
the CD player
broke and you had to undo it. And, yeah.
And the third one was make a wig.
Oh, yeah, make a wig.
Okay. This one is accessorize. And you are going to be the model in this.
Okay.
And,
how is this going to work?
I am going to give you a makeover.
Oh, for crying out
loud. With duct tape.
Okay. Why?
Because I... And you, if you come this side... I've still got to do the CD. So come round. What you'll need for this is one roll of duct tape. What are you doing?
I'm just thinking whether I need a seat or not.
No. You can just stand up. Okay. So
this is going to be painful, isn't it?
No. That'll be nice because
the removal of the duct tape will be painful then.
No. All you have to do is take a sort of long-ish strip, about a foot of duct tape. Now, the first thing you need to do is come up with some inventive shapes for the... You don't want just... I mean, squares are fine, but you don't want just squares. I mean, that's just going to be frightfully boring, so I'll just stick it to my body here. You want some longer strips.
Various parts of your sort of body. If you've got one in your face,
yeah,
one in your arm there as storage.
So you want a circle.
Good luck getting a circle out of duct tape.
That's a circle and a ball.
Not a circle.
A ball. And I mean, be liberal with the duct tape. I mean, use lots and lots and lots just to make lots of nice, pretty things. I mean, I'll be honest, for these, it's ending up just balls of duct tape. So, but once you've got enough,
you're doing this quickly here, aren't you? So, I mean,
yeah.
People can take as long as they want.
Exactly.
Over this.
Exactly, you know, and please do. You then take your subject and you stick the duct tape in strategic places. I'm going to focus my attention on the face. So I'm going to stick one... Just above the forehead there.
Okay. Above the forehead?
No, on the forehead. There we go. The next one, I think, is going to go on the chin. There'll be a picture of this, so you can observe for yourself. And one on the nose. I've got a few more. I mean, just be inventive. There we go. You look amazing. You look brilliant. I'm going to take a picture. And that pretty much completes this week's... Oh, it's blurry. Completes this week's How to Have Fun with Duct Tape.
It smells really weird, this duct tape.
I suppose it's duct tape.
Yeah, I suppose. That's probably it.
Now, I have decided this week, Ben, that I'm not going to hit you in the face.
Hooray!
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy.
For 1 week only.
I'm so joyous.
What I'm actually going to do is offer you the opportunity to get your own back.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I have bought...
So, do I get to hit you in the face?
Yeah, yeah. What I've done is I've bought a newspaper. It is, in fact, for your reference...
Well, the thing is, if I hit you with that, then you would know what it is, so that doesn't work.
Yeah, well, it's not a guesswork thing.
Okay.
These are the supplements to the Telegraph, which is going to be an extra... It's going to be an extra sort of insult to injury, because I'm being hit by a Tory graph. But basically what I need you to do is sort of... Put the screw the newspaper up. That's the word I was looking for. Into balls, and you're going to throw these at me as I recite a piece of poetry that I wrote on the bus this morning. However, there is a twist, so you can have some more newspaper.
Okay, does this twist involve me being injured in any way?
Not at all.
Or
not at all.
Attacked or allows you to return this return fire or anything like that.
It was such a cynic. No.
Well. All... It's more kind of realism, you know, from experience.
I'm also going to be blindfolded during this.
Oh, good.
Okay, so that I can prove that this poem has been recited entirely by poetry. But I am...
Entirely by poetry? You mean
by
entirely
poetry.
By memory? Entirely by memory.
Memory. If you've listened to any of these, you know that I can't speak, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is ideal.
Which is why you're in the audio business, isn't it?
Broadcasting, yeah. I am going to allow myself a weapon.
You're not allowed a weapon.
This is simply to guard myself from the balls.
I never got something to guard myself. I had to cower in the corner as you were firing things at me and saying random, difficult questions to dramatic music. It was horrible.
Well, I'm better than you, so... I'm gonna use this as my...
Okay.
As my guard. And I'm just going to put the blindfold on as well.
Yeah. Take your glasses off first.
Oh, God, yeah. Good shout there.
Yeah. Because I don't want you seeing.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm just going to have a little peek just to turn the to turn the thing on. Because it's going to be done to music, and I'm going to begin the recite of the poetry.
Hang on, that's not over your eye. Put it down.
It will be when I turn the... Fuck off! I'm going to turn the
music
on first!
Okay, give me that back. Give me that
no!
back.
Give it. Fine. It's okay. Under the table. You get it.
Yeah, I've got it.
I'm just going to turn the music on, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Oh, wrong one. Okay, wait a sec. I'm going to start in a minute. Here we go. Trees are green, and so is grass. Oh, no. Grass is green, and so are trees. I like the way they look. If you've never seen some grass and trees, look them up in a book. Grass is green. Trees are green in summer, but grass is green all year round. Stop it! But grass is green all year round. I've forgotten. Oh, no. Grass is green all year round. Oh, both look nice on postcards. They're also both a noun. In case you hadn't realised, I like grass and trees and grass. And if you don't like this poem, you can stick it up your ass. Yay! There we go! You've taken my chair away! Oh, no! And I can't say, I genuinely can't see very much because my glasses are up. My glasses.
I just saw the opportunity to nick your big chair and I took it.
Oh, no, my chair's gone. I can't. Ow! I really can't see that well.
Well, that was the point.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, what did you think of my poem?
No, I wasn't really paying attention. I was thinking about how to nick your chair.
It was bad! It was amazing! It was bad. Listen to it back!
I'm sure I will.
You'll be inspired.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Now, we are quite recently back from Edinburgh. We went there.
You're gonna
for a
start
bit.
Plugging other things now, are you?
Oh, of course, you know, because if people are listening to this, then maybe they'll like the videos as well. Go to mattandben.net and you can watch our Edinburgh video. One of the things we did when we were there is we climbed Arthur's Seat, okay, which was it was good fun. Very windy up at the top. But we took probably the most dangerous route up and down. We tried to get down. And then we realised that it was far too dangerous. However, before that realisation, I fell on my arse. Now, we didn't document this because we film a lot of stuff, but we didn't actually film the moment of me falling on my arse. So I thought, maybe what we could do on the podcast is recreate that moment. Okay. So, I'm not really sure how it's going to work, but let's put some music on because that makes everything better.
Yeah, because there was obviously music whilst we were climbing down Arthur's Seat.
Well, it's not, you know, it's an artistic representation of how it happened.
Well, don't you think it should be more dramatic, like the Jaws theme tune or something?
Yeah, maybe. But, okay, so I'm just going to put I'm going to put my jacket on because this is how it happened. Because what also happened when I fell down is change fell out of my pocket.
Yeah, I'm just going to describe it because when you fell, I didn't actually see you fall, but when you fell, you ended up going completely flat.
Yeah,
on like a stone that made like a seesaw. And you ended up going upside down, which caused a load of change to fall upwards out of your pocket.
It still hurts.
It was very amusing, I can assure you.
Once he realised I wasn't seriously hurt, it was then hilarious.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and recreate that, make the change fall out of my pocket, and then to make it into a game, you're going to guess how much change falls out of my pocket, okay? I've got about £1, £2... about £3 in my pocket, okay? Here we go. So, I'm going to get up onto the... because it was like a crevice, okay?
Bear in mind, he's now standing on the desk.
Yeah.
This is dangerous. Get the health and safety people.
Yeah, so I'm climbing down.
Bear in mind, you have to fall backwards.
Oh, God. Okay, so I'm going to be on here, backwards.
That is unsafe.
And then...
that just is unsafe.
Change falls out of the pocket. Okay.
That looks painful, actually.
Okay. We've done it. How much change do you think has fallen out of the pocket?
£1.20.
£1.20. The answer is 1, 2, £2.50, £2.60, £2.70, £2.80.
Don't tell me all of it fell out.
£2.93. I've got 20p left. So there we go.
Grand. Splendid, marvellous, stupendous.
Beautiful. Well, I mean, we've done better. Okay, as I said before, we've been to Edinburgh. And one of the things that happened while we were there was Ben, was it the first time you've ever taken a bus?
Well, no, but it's the first time I've ever taken the bus willingly.
But, I mean, it wasn't really that willingly.
No, kind of forced to.
But outside of, a school perspective, is that the first...
No, I never took a school bus.
No, but while being on a coach, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Is that the only context you've...
No, I have been on buses before. But I was very young.
Okay, you can't remember them.
No.
I see. So this is the first sort of conscious... It's quite a momentous occasion. Again, I was going to try and capture this somehow, and I didn't.
Well, you're just rubbish.
I was going to make a kind of documentary of kind of, oh, this is Ben getting on the... So what we're going to do is recreate it in the studio.
Oh, not I know.
Another recreation.
Oh, I hate buses.
So let's see how much... So basically you've got to complain as much as you did during this...
Oh, I don't know, that'd be quite difficult. I was complaining a lot.
So this is... I'm just getting on the bus... Now, hello. See, those are cars that are passing normally, and just sit down here, upstairs on the bus.
Seats are really uncomfortable. People on this bus as well.
Oh, here we go. See, we're off now. Yeah. And it's an Edinburgh bus, obviously. So, here we go. Listen to them. Hello, and welcome to the Edinburgh bus. I'm a voiceover. Enjoy your journey.
Got some dick. Doing these things in a fake Scottish accent.
Enjoy your journey. Bagpipe. See, we're in Scotland. We're in Scotland, Ben.
That's the thing with these. But they always put stupid music and cultural things on the announcements. Why? Well, the suspension on this bus is rubbish. It's all bouncy and all horrible and... Oh, I hate it.
Look at all the Scottishness around. They're far too loud. Look at all the... Oh, look!
This bus is far too loud for me.
It's a rescue helicopter.
We've crashed.
It's come to rescue us.
You see, it's so rubbish.
Let's get on the helicopter. Hold on. Ted! We rescue it! It's fine, Ben! It's fine! We're on the helicopter now! We're still in
I can still hear it back! Pipes.
Yeah, I know, because we're still
there. It just suddenly stopped.
It came to the end of the track.
No.
We're not on a bus, everyone! It's fine! Or a helicopter!
It just sort of just stopped.
It died, yeah.
We're now plummeting through the air. That's, yeah. Any minute now, you'll hear a crash. That can be the crash. Yeah. There we go.
Well done. Yeah. Thinking on your feet there. Yeah. So we've come to the end of the podcast. Thanks.
Already?
Yeah.
That was quick.
Already. Thank you for listening, everybody. And to send us out, to kind of fit in with the theme of the show, we're going to gargle the theme tune out. So, this is the theme tune we know and love. Here we go. Everyone together with your water.
I think that should be a permanent thing.